We were also talking last week about those in media. When you're talking about Michael Moore, James Cameron, what is holding them back from being courageous?
Well, I use this phrase a lot on the website, in blogs and writing, that we have a non-culture of invisibility. I don't like to think of it even as a culture of invisibility, because culture, again, it depends on how we define words, and we haven't got our own language yet. And that's why I focus so much on language, because language is how we claim the world. And without our own language, we can't claim the world. So, in any case, if we need each other to know ourselves, to have our existence confirmed, and yet we live in a system that denies us access to each other, even our own parents, because our parents are not available to us because they have to go out and work. In Volume 2, Revealing Division, I make the point that this is the sort of, on perhaps the most basic level, the structural reinforcement for the myth of scarcity. We get at a very early age that there's never enough. There's never enough love, attention, recognition. That is in fact a scarce commodity. Being born into a hierarchy is like being born into an emergency or mid-toss into a deep pool that as soon as you're born, you gotta start trying to kick, get to the top, get there first, right? And you're doing that chant your whole life. That's heavy conditioning to overcome. So courage has become, unfortunately, rare. And it is not impossible to gain a sense of one's roots and to develop confidence in each other and certainty that our allegiance must never be with this system, but with the earth. But it is difficult. And in the case of, you said James Cameron, for example, I don't know his history. I don't know his challenges. But knowing that he's born into this system, automatically we know that he's born into the notion that recognition is something he must scratch and fight his brothers and sisters to attain. Now, there are certain folks like Zora who were given the gift as children that the truth is the earth. Develop that allegiance early. That's a beautiful gift which gave her courage, because she sure needed it in her life. She was a major threat and was punished in a major way. But hey, she saw reality. So it was something she could endure, probably not happily, but certainly with a measure of equanimity.
Yeah, not only was she courageous and was able to speak truth, but she also documented the language of the people, which is incredibly key, because language is how we communicate. And we've been talking about how language has been co-opted. And here she is. She grew up in a place where the language that she grew up in was as complex and as rich as Shakespeare. The working people have so much more in common with that raw, truthy reality that we express through our language. And, you know, being oppressed really gets you thinking.
Well, but she would take issue with you with that word oppressed, right? In fact, that's one of the things that got her in trouble with the black intelligentsia of her day, is that she didn't buy that argument that because you grew up in a rural community and didn't have a lot of money, that you were poor. Just the opposite. She saw how incredibly rich you are if you have the earth. And that's why power wants to make sure none of us have a direct connection to earth unless we are totally turned into virtual slaves of, you know, servicing corporate agriculture within certain rules or limits. If you're in an urban community in the United States today, because of the consumption of the planet and the massive economic and environmental crises, there are certain compromises power has to make in order to maintain a global hold. I know I'm veering off point here, but this is something that I'm really encouraging all of my brothers and sisters in the United States to think deeply about, the degree to which we have to take responsibility for the all, to not be satisfied saying, well, I'm doing my local, growing my food thing, and yet recognizing that globally, that is not the case. We all have to stand with each other to defend our basic right as human beings to create our own world.